This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Memorial Day weekend is coming up. There will be fireworks and cookouts and sobering tributes to the men and women who have served our country and those who continue to serve our country. Tanya Pendleton is our Things to Do curator. She is here to tell us what's happening around the region in the next few days. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Well, if you want to see the fireworks, the Great Plaza at Penn's Landing is the place to be on Saturday night. The show starts at 8 with a concert by Full Spectrum, a group of active duty military that perform a combination of old school hip hop and contemporary pop. Now, we can't forget that Memorial Day celebrates our fallen military members, so I'm sure they're going to be performing a nice tribute to them. The fireworks kick off at 9:30, but get there early because the sky might be limitless, but standing room at Penn's Landing is not.
It is going to be packed, but a lot of fun. Now, are there any non-fireworks options this weekend?
There are quite a few. Glassboro, New Jersey is holding their annual Memorial Day parade on Monday. That's been going on for over 100 years, so I'm pretty sure the whole town is going to turn out for that. That starts at 10 a.m. Now, Jennifer, you enjoy nature.
I absolutely do, and being outside is a great way for me to recharge.
Yeah? Your home state of Delaware has so many beautiful parks and nature reserves, and I've got a fun fact for you.
Okay, you always do. lay it on me.
Did you know the Delaware Bay has the largest gathering of horseshoe crabs and shorebirds in the world every May?
I do know this, and it's pretty amazing. In fact, there's a time of year when they creep out of the water to mate, and I always thought this would be good fodder for like an Alfred Hitchcock film.
You could call it the shorebirds.
Right?
Right. The crabs come to spawn, and the shorebirds, they come for food. The Horseshoe Crab and Shorebird Festival is happening Saturday at Milton Municipal Park and at the Prime Hook Nature Wildlife Reserve. There's going to be food, entertainment, and education, along with nature walks and kayak rides. That starts at 9 a.m.
Well, that's definitely an event for nature lovers. What do we have for music lovers this weekend?
We've got two of the goats in town, Jennifer. That is the greatest of all time. Both Billy Joel and The Who are in Philadelphia this weekend. We don't get fooled again. These guys are all in their 70s now. In fact, Billy Joel turned 70 earlier this month, so happy belated to Billy Joel. If you've ever wanted to see either of these acts live, now would be a good time. They're both at Citizens Bank Park. Billy's there on Friday night, and The Who is there on Saturday night. You know that only the good die
young. What's your favorite Billy Joel song, Tanya? Mine is, I think it's She's Always a Woman.
Ah, that's a great one. I like Uptown Girl. He's made so many classics, but that's one that you can dance to. Music is a big part of dance, of course, and we've got a pretty fantastic event that incorporates both this holiday weekend. It's Philly's 9th annual Tango Festival at the Lithuanian Music Hall.
So it's a festival geared to Argentinian dance held at a Lithuanian music hall, right?
That's right, because they have the venue size to accommodate it. I'm told that they have people coming from 5 to 85. Aside from watching the dance and music performances, you can actually learn the tango over the course of the festival, and that takes place Friday through Monday. You don't need a partner. They're going to provide one. And you don't need any prior experience.
I think some fireworks might be set off there. Dancing to the tango is so passionate, right?
Well, I've been told that actually the director of the Philadelphia Argentine Tango School told me the tango is like walking in someone else's embrace. Doesn't that sound poetic?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the time for me to step up and learn and see if my two left feet can go in the right direction. Who knows what might happen?
You could find love.
That'd be nice.
Or at the very least, try out a new hobby. Thanks for the tips this week, Tanya.
Jennifer, you're welcome. And as always, you can find the details about these events and more at whyy.org/things to do. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that the Devon Horse Show and Country Fair is also happening this weekend. That's been going on since 1896 out there on the main line. We'll have all the info on that on our website.
Thank you again. Have a great holiday weekend.
You do the same, Jennifer.